إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, we seek His aid, and we ask His forgiveness. And we seek refuge from Allah from the evil of our sins. We also seek refuge from Allah from the consequences of our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the slave and the final messenger of Allah. أَمَّا بَعْدْ فَإِنَّ خَيْرُ الْحَدِيثِ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وَخَيْرُ الْهَدِي هَدِي مُحَمَّدٍ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best guidance is the guidance of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharral umur muhdathatuha. The most evil of affairs are those matters which have been newly introduced and innovated into our religion. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. For indeed every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. Wa kulla bid'atin dalalah. And every bid'ah is misguidance. Wa kulla dalalatin fin nar. And every misguidance is in the fire. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ. O you who believe, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. عباد الله. Allah Azza wa Jal, He honored the prophets and the messengers who came before us with many miracles and different signs. And the prophets and the messengers, they were given these miracles and these signs as a proof of the truthfulness of their call and their message. And these miracles and signs that were given to the various prophets and messengers, they differed according to the situation and the people that that prophet or that messenger went to. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he went to his people, his father and his tribe, and his people, they used to worship idols, and they did not used to worship Allah. So he called out to his father, and he called out to his people. He said, Ya Abati, O my beloved father, لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعَ وَلَا يَبْصِرُ. O my father, why do you worship something which can neither hear what you say or see what you do? But his father and the tribe of Ibrahim alayhi salam, they refused. And they were arrogant and they didn't want to accept his message. So they threatened him with the punishment of the fire, that they would burn him in the fire. And because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gave His Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam the miracle that the fire that he was placed in, it would become cold. Allah mentions in the Quran what the father of Ibrahim and his people said. قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ. They said, burn him, burn Ibrahim. وَيَنْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ. And go help and give aid to your gods and your idols if you are going to do so. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the fire, قُلْنَا يَا نَارِ. We said, O fire, كُونِي barda, be cool. وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمِ. And be safe for Ibrahim. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا. So the people, they plotted against Ibrahim. فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْخَاسِرِينَ. But Allah, He made them, the people, they are the ones who lost out. So Ibrahim alayhi salam, because of this sign or this miracle, he was victorious over his people. Musa alayhi salam, he went to the people of Fir'aun And the people of Fir'aun at that time, they were known to be magicians and have very strong magic. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Musa alayhi salam miracles which were similar to this, in which he could defeat those magicians and invalidate their magic. And Allah mentions the story of Musa alayhi salam in the Quran. Allah said to him, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى. O Moses, O Musa, what is it that your right hand is holding? And Musa said, قَالَ هِيَ عَصَايَ. Musa alayhi salam said, it is my stick. أَتَوَكَّأُ عَلَيْهَا. I rely upon it. وَأَهُشُّ بِهَا عَلَىٰ غَنَمِي. And I use it for the sheep and the flock. وَلِيَ فِيهَا مَآرِبُ أُخْرَى. And I have other needs and uses for this stick. So Allah said to him, قَالَ أَلْقِهَا يَا مُوسَى. Allah said to him, O Musa, throw it down, throw it on the floor. فَأَلْقَاهَا فَإِذَا هِيَ حَيَّةٌ تَسْعَى. And when Musa alayhi salam threw his stick on the floor, it became a snake. And this snake, it ate up the magic of all of the other people and the other magicians. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. So when the magicians of Pharaoh, when they saw what Musa alayhi salam is coming with, and they knew that the only thing that they have is tricks, and that which Musa alayhi salam was come with is better than their tricks and their magic. فَأُلْقِيَ السَّحَرَةُ سُجَّدًا. Then all of the magicians, they fell down in prostration. قَالُوا آمَنَّا بِرَبِّ هَارُونَ وَمُوسَى. And they say, indeed, we have believed in the Lord of Musa and the Lord of Harun. And Isa alayhi salam, he was sent to a people who were known for their cures and the medicine. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Isa alayhi salam a miracle, which is of this type, that he gave him the ability to cure the blind and cure those people suffering from leprosy and to cure those who are ill. So Isa alayhi salam went to his people and he said, وَأَبْرَأُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَسَ. That I am able to cure the blind person, and I'm able to cure the one suffering from leprosy. وَأُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And by the permission of Allah, I can give life to the dead. And as for our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he is Sayyidul Mursaleen, he is the best and the chief and the master of all of the prophets. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to the Quraysh in Makkah. And the Quraysh were people who were known for their poetry and their eloquence and their mastery of the language. And they should attack and defeat their enemies just through their tongues and their poetry and the eloquence of their language. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him a miracle better than all of it. He gave him the Quran. So when the Quran was revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he used to recite it upon the Quraysh, then the Quraysh knew that this Quran and what Muhammad is saying sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it isn't like our poetry. It's better than our eloquence. It's better than our speech. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in Mecca, a man came to him. And his name was At-Tufail ibn Amr Ad-Dawsi. And he had come from a faraway place called Ad-Dawsi, from the tribe of Ad-Dawsi. So he came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or he came to Mecca to do some trading. He was a non-Muslim. And the Quraysh warned him that be careful of this man Muhammad and what he's saying and reciting. It's only poetry and magic, and he is Majnoon. So At-Tufail ibn Amr Ad-Dawsi, when he used to go towards the Kaaba, if he ever saw the Prophet there, he would place cotton in his ears so that he does not hear that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reciting. But one day, At-Tufail, he went to the Kaaba, and Allah willed for him that he sees the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam praying, and he hears the Quran being recited. And when At-Tufail ibn Amr Ad-Dawsi, when he heard the Quran being recited, he knew straight away that this isn't a form of poetry that we, the Arabs and the Quraysh, that we have. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he followed the Prophet to his house. And then he questioned the Prophet about Islam. So the Prophet informed him and told him about Islam. And he said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the Qur'an, the miracle of the Qur'an, in which, or in front of, the masters of the Arabic language, they were humbled and they were weakened. And this Qur'an, from its miracles and its greatness, is that it is for everybody, the Arabs and the non-Arabs. Even the non-Arabs who do not speak or understand a word of Arabic, they are able to recite the Qur'an and memorize all of the Qur'an. And this is only with the Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us that from the greatness of the Qur'an is that He will protect it up until Yawm al-Qiyamah. Nobody will be able to add anything to the Qur'an or take away anything from it. Allah said in the Qur'an, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr." Indeed, we are the ones who have revealed the dhikr. "Wa inna lahu lahafidun." And we are the ones who will protect this Qur'an. Nothing will be added and nothing will be changed. Ibadallah, O Ummah of the Qur'an, our Lord Jalla fil Ula, He has described the Qur'an in many ways with different words and phrases and told us about the greatness of the Qur'an. So He called the Qur'an a dhikr, the reminder. Because the person who recites the Qur'an, it is a reminder for him about his responsibility towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said in the Qur'an, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr." Indeed, we have revealed the dhikr. The dhikr, i.e. the reminder. So one of the names of the Qur'an is al-dhikr. Also, from the signs of the Qur'an or the greatness of the Qur'an is that Allah has called it an-nur, the light. Because the one who recites the Qur'an, he has with him light, which enlightens the darkness which is around him. Allah said in the Qur'an, "Walakin ja'alnahu nuran." However, we have made this Qur'an nuran, as a light. "Nahdi man nasha'u min ibadina." And we guide whoever we want from amongst our slaves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He described it as being al-huda, the guidance. Because the people of taqwa, the people of Islam, they take their guidance from the Qur'an. He said, "Alif Lam Mim, Thalikal Kitabu La Rayba Fih." Alif Lam Mim, this is the book in which there is no doubt. Hudal Lil Muttaqin, it is a huda, a form of guidance for the people of At-Taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He told us regarding this Qur'an, this book that we have been given, that the one who turns away from the Qur'an and is negligent of the Qur'an, he will have a restricted, depressed life in this life and the hereafter. He said, "فَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي." Whoever turns away from my dhikr. And we mentioned that the name of the Qur'an is a dhikr. Whoever turns away from my dhikr, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. Then for him is a restricted, depressed, difficult life. وَنُحْشِرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And on the day of resurrection, this person, he'll be resurrected blind. قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى. And this person, he will say, "Oh my Lord, why have you resurrected me blind in Yawm al-Qiyamah? Why have you made me blind on Yawm al-Qiyamah? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. And yet in the dunya I could see, I had my sight." And Allah will say to him, "قَالْ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا." Allah will say that in the dunya, our ayat, our verses, they used to come to you. Our signs, they used to come to you. فَنَسِيتَهَا. So you were forgetful and negligent. وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. So just like this, then on this day you will be forgotten and neglected. From the signs of the Qur'an or the greatness of the Qur'an is that Allah has ordered us to be firm with the Qur'an and to hold on to the Qur'an and to implement it. And whoever recites the Qur'an, understands the Qur'an, takes his guidance from the Qur'an, then he will remain upon the straight path. Allah said to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ." That hold on firm to that which has been revealed to you. "إِنَّكَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ." Indeed, you are upon the straight path. وَإِنَّهُ لَذِكْرٌ لَكَ وَلِقَوْمِكَ. Because the Qur'an is a reminder for you and your people. وَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ. and soon you will be asked. Meaning, you'll be asked about this Qur'an, you'll be questioned about the Qur'an. Did you used to recite the Qur'an or did you not recite the Qur'an? You'll be questioned, did you implement the Qur'an or did you ignore the teachings of the Qur'an? You will be asked that did you attach importance to the Qur'an or did you boycott the Qur'an and were occupied with the Qur'an? فَسَوْفَ تُسْأَلُونَ Indeed, you will be questioned. From the greatness of the Qur'an is that Allah called the Qur'an jihad. The Qur'an has been described as being the jihad. Not only the jihad, but the greater form of jihad. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Mecca, and the order for the physical jihad, it had not been given. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah said to him, وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا That go out and fight jihad with it, i.e. with the Qur'an, jihadan kabira, with the major form of jihad. And this was at a time when the physical jihad had not been legislated. So the Qur'an, it was called a jihad. And this is our first form of jihad. The jihad of evidences and arguments and proofs from the Qur'an. That we go out and we strive against the people and we call them to Islam using the Qur'an. وَجَاهِدْهُمْ بِهِ جِهَادًا كَبِيرًا Go and strive against them, make jihad against them with it, i.e. with the Qur'an, jihadan kabira, the greater form of jihad. Also, Allah Jalla fil Ula, He mentioned from the greatness and the signs of the Qur'an is that the Qur'an can either be a reason for you to be raised in this life and the hereafter, or it can be a reason and a cause for you to be lowered and humiliated in this life and in the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna Allah la yarfa'u bihadha al-kitabi aqwama." That Allah, He raises, exalts and honors certain groups of people due to this book, the Quran. Wa yadha'u akharin. And other people, He lowers them and humiliates them with the same book. So look, for example, O Ibadallah, that you have a masjid, and in this masjid, you have rich people and powerful people. In this masjid, you have rich people, powerful people, people of authority, people of strength. And when a poor person walks in, younger than everybody else, weaker than everybody else, poorer than everybody else, but he knows something from the Qur'an, then the Sharia has given him the right and the honor and the authority to lead all of them in the prayer. And the eyes of all of these people who are bigger and better and more powerful and stronger and richer than him, they will look towards this person who is weaker than everybody else. Why? Because of him knowing the Qur'an. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ya ummul qawm aqra'uhum bikitabillah. That the one who knows most of the book of Allah, the one who can recite the Qur'an the best and the most and has the most knowledge regarding the Qur'an, he is the one who is the leader of the people in the prayer. He didn't say the strongest of the people or the chief of the tribe or the one with most authority. He said, أَقْرَأُهُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ The one who knows most about the Qur'an. Amr ibn Salama al-Jurami, and he was a companion at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Amr ibn Salama al-Jurami. He mentions how on the day when Mecca was conquered, that all of the tribes, they started entering into Islam. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he conquered Mecca, then all of the tribes, they started entering into Islam. He says that my father, he also went to Mecca and he accepted Islam at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And all of our tribe, we entered into Islam. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught the father of Amr ibn Salama about Islam, about at-tawheed, and about the prayer. That at these times, the prayer has to be prayed. And he taught them to make adhan. And he taught them that the one who should lead you in the prayer is the one who knows most about the Qur'an. So Amr ibn Salama, he says that when the time for the prayer came, my tribe, they were looking at each other, who knows the most Qur'an? And the one who knew the most Qur'an was this person, Amr ibn Salama al-Jurami. And he led the people in the prayer. And he said, وَكُنْتُ إِبْنُ سِتٍ وَسَبْعٍ سَنَةٍ that I was only 6 or 7 years old. So imagine a young boy, 6 or 7 years old, because he knows more Quran than the elders and the masters of the tribes and the chiefs, then he led them in the prayer. And because of this, the ulama have mentioned the validity of a young boy who hasn't reached the age of puberty leading other people in the prayer, as long as he has more knowledge regarding the Quran. From the greatness and the signs of the Quran is that Allah described the best of people are those people who learn the Quran, and the best of the people are those who teach other people the Quran. He said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ, that the best of you is the one who has learnt the Quran. وَعَلَّمَهُ, and then he goes and he teaches the Quran to the people. From the signs and the greatness of this Quran is that if you want to honor and exalt Allah, then you have to honor and exalt the person who memorizes the Quran, who knows about the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna min ijlalillahi," from the honoring and the exalting of Allah, "ikram ash-shayba," is to honor an old person, the elderly Muslims, wa hamil al-Quran, and to honor a person who memorizes the Quran or he knows the Quran well. From the greatness of the Quran is that those people who attach importance to the reading of the Quran and learning the Quran, Allah has described those people as being His people and being His special people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Inna lillahi ahlina min an-nas," that indeed Allah, He has special people amongst the people. قَالُوا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ هُمْ, the companion said, "O Messenger of Allah, who are they? Who are these special people that Allah has?" And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Hum ahlul Qur'an," they are the people of the Qur'an. "Ahlullahi al-khassa," they are the special, honored people of Allah. From the greatness of this book, the Qur'an, is that on the day of resurrection, when the people will come, and they have many sins, and all of us have many sins, the Qur'an will be a form of forgiveness for those people. The Qur'an will be a form of intercession for those people, and also the parents of those people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Iqra'u al-Qur'an," recite the Qur'an. Recite the Qur'an a lot. "Fa'innahu ya'ti yawm al-qiyamah," because the Qur'an, your recitation of the Qur'an, it will come on yawm al-qiyamah, "shafi'an li-sahibihi," as an intercession for that person who used to attach importance to the Qur'an. From the signs and the greatness of this Qur'an is that whenever a group of people study this Qur'an together, then the mercy of Allah, it descends upon these people, and the angels descend upon these people, and comfort and tranquility descends upon these people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in Sahih Muslim, "Majtama'a qawmun fi baytin min buyutillah," that whenever a group of people, they come together, they congregate and they sit in a house from amongst the houses of Allah, "yatluna kitab Allah," and they recite the book of Allah amongst themselves, "wayatadarasunahu fima baynahum," and they revise and study and learn the Quran amongst themselves, "illa nazalat alayhim as-sakinah," except in that situation, whenever this happens in the house of Allah, "nazalat alayhim as-sakinah," then tranquility, it falls over them, "waghashiyatuhum ar-rahmah," and the mercy of Allah, it covers these people, "wahaffathumul malaika," and the angels, they come and they cover these people with their wings, "wadhakarahumullahu fiman indah," and Allah mentions the names of these people with those who are with Him, either angels. So this reward, it is for whom? Those people who come and congregate and sit in circles in the houses of Allah and recite and study the book of Allah Jalla fil Ula. From the greatness of this Qur'an is that had this Qur'an been revealed upon the mountain, and you know how great and firm and sturdy and strong these mountains are, that even the mountains would crumble due to the greatness of the Qur'an. Allah said, "Law anzalna hadha al-Qur'an ala jabal," if we were to reveal this Qur'an upon the mountain, "lara'aytahu khashi'an mutasaddi'an min khashyatillah," then you would see this mountain trembling and humble and crumbling min khashyatillah, due to its humility and fear of Allah Jalla fil Ula. From the signs and the greatness of this Qur'an is when there are problems, when there are differences, when there is violence, when there are afflictions and calamities, trials and tribulations, when there are fitan, then those who look into the Qur'an, they will be guided in these problems. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, Ya Ali, O Ali, innahu satakunu fitanun. That indeed there will be many fitan, many problems and afflictions and trials and tribulations. فَقُلْتُ So I said, Ali radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah, وَمَا الْمَخْرَجُ مِنْهَا What is the way in which we can escape or save ourselves from these fitan? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Kitabullah, the book of Allah. Look into the book of Allah. Take your guidance from the book of Allah. Why? نَبَأُ مَا قَبْلَكُمْ Because it contains information regarding those generations and nations who came before you. وَالْفَصْلُ بَيْنَكُمْ And in it, you will be able to, or is the criterion between right and wrong and that which is between you. وَخَبَرَ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ And it contains information and prophecies of everything which will come afterwards. مَنِبْتَغَ الْهُدَى فِي غَيْرِهِ أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ Whoever tries to seek guidance from other than the Qur'an, then Allah will misguide them. هُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ The Qur'an, it is the strong, firm rope of Allah. وَهُوَ صِرَاطُهُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ And the Qur'an, it is the straight path of Allah. لَا يَشْبَعُ مِنْهُ الْعُلَمَاء And the people of knowledge, they are never full of the Qur'an. They always want the Qur'an. They always need the Qur'an and they need it more and more. The Qur'an is so great from the signs and the greatness of the Qur'an that not only was it revealed to the Arabs, it was also revealed to the Ajam, to the non-Arabs, to read and recite and memorize. And not only was it revealed to the humans, even the jinn, it was revealed to them. And not only did the humans find the Qur'an amazing, but even the jinn, when they used to hear the Qur'an, they used to find it amazing. And Allah mentions the statement of the jinn, when they heard some of the Qur'an, they said, "Inna sami'na Qur'anan ajiba." Indeed, we, the jinn, we have heard an amazing Qur'an. So these are the great signs or some of the signs of the Qur'an. And these are some of the indicators of the greatness of the Qur'an. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه غفور رحيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله عباد الله يا أمة القرآن This Quran which has been revealed to this Ummah This Quran which this Ummah has been honored with And it was a miracle for our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then this is a Qur'an which will help the person who attaches importance to it in this life and before he is to be buried and after he is buried and the graves will open on Yawm al-Qiyamah and also in the hereafter in Jannah. So I mentioned how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Ya ummu an-nas aqra'uhum bi kitabillah. That those people who should lead the people in prayer, have authority in Islam, in leading the people in the masajid, they are whom? أَقَرَأُهُمْ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ Those who recite the Qur'an the best, and memorize the Qur'an, and they know most about the Qur'an. So look how this Qur'an, it honors a person even if he's weak, and people do not look at him. But when he enters into the masjid, then he is given preference over all of the other people. And as for before a person is buried, then in the Battle of Uhud, there were so many Muslim martyrs, 70 Muslim martyrs, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was forced to bury more than one person in the same grave. So they would dig a single hole, and in that grave they might place 3, 4, 5, 7, or 9 people in that one grave. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used to ask the people, أَيُّهُمْ أَكْثَرُ حَمْلًا لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ That who amongst these martyrs have memorized the Qur'an the most. And then when they would say that this martyr, he has memorized the most Qur'an, ثُمَّ يُقَدِّمُ الْأَقْرَى Then the one who knew the most of the Qur'an, he would be placed first in the grave. He was honored by being the first one who enters in the grave as a martyr before all of the other martyrs in the same grave. And on Yawm al-Qiyamah, when the hour is established and the graves are opened and the people are resurrected from their graves. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said regarding this time, إِنَّ الْقُرْآنَ يَلْتَقِي بِسَاحِبِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, that the Qur'an, it will come and it will meet a person on the day of resurrection. حِينَ يُنْشَقُّ عَنْهُ قَبَرُهُ, when the grave of that person will be opened. So when the grave of a person is opened and he's resurrected, then the one who is to recite the Qur'an a lot, the Qur'an will come to him. And this Qur'an, it will meet him and it will speak to him. So the Qur'an will come كَالرَّجُلِ الشَّاحِبِ, in the form of a man who is very pale in color. فَيَقُولُ لَهُ, and this man, he will say to this person in the grave, هَلْ تَعْرِفُنِي, do you know me? Do you know who I am? Can you recognize me? And the man will say, مَا أَعْرِفُ, I don't know you. Because it is the man that he has only seen him for the first time. And this man, ayy the Qur'an, he will say, أَنَا صَاحِبُ, I am your companion, I am your friend. أَضْمَأْتَكَ فِيهَ الْحَوَاجِرِ, that in the dunya, when you used to recite the Qur'an, your throat became thirsty due to you reciting the Qur'an in the hot days. وَأَسْهَرْتَ اللَّيَالِ, and in the dunya, at night, you used to stay awake and you used to recite the Qur'an. And then the Qur'an will say, كُلُّ تَاجِرٍ وَرَاءَ تَجَارَتِهِ, that every person, every businessman will be behind his business or his earning and his provisions. وَإِنَّكَ الْيَوْمَ وَرَاءَ تَجَارَتِكَ, and you today, you are behind your occupation, i.e. the Qur'an. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned how the parents, the mother and the father of this person who memorized the Qur'an, attached importance to the Qur'an, used to recite the Qur'an, they used to teach him the Qur'an, that on Yawm al-Qiyamah they will wear clothing and adornments which is better than the dunya and everything which is in the dunya. And they will not know, why are we wearing this clothing? Why have we been given these adornments? And they will say, bima kusina hadha, that for which reason have we been given these adornments and this clothing? فَيُقَالُ لَهُمَا, then it will be said to both of them, بِأَخْذِ وَلِدِكُمْ الْقُرْآنِ, because your child used to recite the Qur'an, your child used to memorize the Qur'an. And also in Jannah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, يُقَالُ لِصَاحِبِ الْقُرْآنِ, that in paradise, it will be said to the person who used to recite the Qur'an a lot, اقرأ, keep reciting Qur'an, وَارْتَقِي, and keep going up, وَرَتِّلْ, and keep reciting, كَمَا كُنْتَ تُرَتِّلْ فِي الدُّنْيَا, keep reciting Qur'an like you used to recite the Qur'an in the dunya. فَإِنَّ مَنْزِلَتِكَ الْيَوْمِ, for indeed your final status in Jannah today, آخر آية تقرأها, is your last ayah that you will recite today. So the one who recites the Qur'an in this dunya a lot, in Jannah he will recite it a lot. And the more he recites, the more ayat he recites, the highest position will keep going in Yawm al-Qiyamah. My brothers and sisters, Shahr al-Qur'an, the month of the Qur'an, it is approaching. And we are mere days away from the Qur'an. So attach importance to the Qur'an, reciting it, learning it, studying it. Wallahi, it is aib, it is a shame upon a Muslim that he reaches the age of 20, 25, 40, 50, 60, and he can't recite the Qur'an properly. And he doesn't know the words of the Qur'an. He makes mistakes in his recitation of the Qur'an. And the masjid is here to help the people with the Qur'an. Whether you are young or you are old, there is the imam of the masjid. There are brothers amongst the masjid. So we should attend and make an effort to try to recite and improve our Qur'an. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Aqim as-salah.